Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So we're going to be focusing on just some local stories. I know we've been talking a lot about what's happening around the world, and that man in the White House has been a focus. And I said to our team today, can we try not to talk about him today, just for today, and we'll come back to him. Yeah, there's a lot that has happened in the last 24 hours. Yes, the EU, by the way, has responded to him. I don't think they're going to sit this one down. I think we are going to be seeing some responses, and we're also going to be talking to what is going to be happening over the weekend. There's supposed to be some releases. Hamas is supposed to release some hostages over the weekend. There seems to be some sort of a standoff there, so we're not going to do that today. We'll talk about that perhaps on Thursday. But the reason I wanted to just park that for a minute is because, you know, while we focus on those big stories, there are stories that I think we sometimes tend to neglect as the media. But I want to commend here News24, who've been on the story for a couple of months now. And because of that, there has been some movement. And those are stories in our communities. I want to bring in investigative journalist at News24, Sikhonathi Manjanja, who's been following up on a community that has had the worst time with sewage right in their backyards, and some inside their homes for months, others say for years. And they have been following up on the story, and because of that, there's some glimmer of hope. Mr. Manjanja, thank you for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to Kyle, and thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about your work in Mohale City. You've been going to this community for a few months now, and I want to talk about your very first visit to this community and what took you there.
Pamela, it's an interesting story in which I received a photograph. Someone, a person I didn't know at that time, just sent me a photograph of a river and told me what the name of that river is, Blowhard Strait, in Mohale City. And it looked black. You've never seen river water, looking oily and black. And they say this is on a river stream. And when I asked what on earth happened here, they said the municipality is dumping sewage from a wastewater treatment works, or what we used to call in the 90s a sewage farm, dumping untreated sewage there into that river, poisoning the river. So I asked the person to go show me where that river is. But he actually did a whole lot more than that. He said, I must put aside 3 hours. And we went to Mohale City, which is the Krugersdorp area. And he showed me the river first. And it was very stinking. It was a hot day. It was stinking, that whole area. And he didn't know exactly what the source was. But upstream, near that point where he showed me, there was a wastewater treatment works, and he said he suspects it comes from that plant. But from there, we drove into Township Mansiville and into Kagiso, where he showed me a lot of sewage running in the streets and on the felt and running into people's homes. And he said he thinks the municipal infrastructure has failed, it's broken down. So I thanked him, and we went our separate ways. I went back to the office and asked a colleague of mine, a photographer, to come with me. And we went, and I followed the route that he had showed me, and we drove into other townships, and what I found there really disgusted me, and I couldn't eat for that whole day. It was hell on earth. Sewage running all over the show, and there were people that literally lived in fields in their yard and stuff. And that's when I started asking questions, and I started visiting the area. That was my first trip there, Pimelo, was on the 31st of July, 2024. I was only able to produce the first story during the second week of August after 3 visits. But each time I went there, I kept discovering new things, a whole lot more disgusting, including when I went to Ekagiso, the township. There's a section there called Chief Mohale. In Chief Mohale, the Blueberg State. I was just driving on a hot day. I didn't know what I was looking for. And again, with that colleague of mine, we just drove around to see how that side of Kagiso looked. And we followed a stream of what seemed to be clean water that running on the street. And we followed it and went up to the source. That's where I discovered Mrs. Joyce Shatwayo's home. And the whole thing, you know the word I want to use, but I can't use it on air. The whole thing was bubbling up from her yard, dumping lumps of feces in her yard. And she said she had been living in that yard. She lived in that RDP house since 1996. That's been her time. 28 years, but it was not just her house. All her neighbors, they have in their drains, in their toilets, in their bathrooms, inside the house. Mrs. Shatwayo was the luckier one because she has a very small RDP house, and she was able to redirect the water from outside. But other people who almost filled the yard with their buildings have to tolerate this. They have to live like this every day with lumps of faces coming up your toilet tubicle, up your bathtub, and you can't. There's nothing you can do about it.
I mean,
that's what I discovered.
It's important to point out that you're speaking of someone who's now 74, I believe. And I mean, the stories are harrowing. There's a story of someone who has a six-year-old who says she struggles to keep the child away from playing with this filthy water.
You know, Mrs. Shatwayo was 74 last year. So
that was last year.
She was turning 75 years this year. She walks with difficulty. She appears, her left leg appears to have broken at some point during her life, broken on several points because she walks with great difficulty. And of course, she has other health problems. She has herself grandchildren. Fortunately for her, her children are now about 18, 19, her grandchildren. But her neighbor, Daphne Munu, that's her grandson who is 6 years old. And the child thinks, as all children do, they can just play. So the parents every day have to wake up and collect the lumps of feces in the bucket and put it in the bin and try and redirect the water out of their yard and out of their houses, which is impossible. And they call the municipality. They no longer have to give their addresses. They just tell the municipality. And even everyday thing for the last, let's repeat again, 28 years, they live like this every day, and it's not been changing. In that particular street.
So clearly what's evident is that the infrastructure has completely just collapsed. As you said, you know, the wastewater treatment plant is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. But there's been some movement since your work there, and the municipality has sort of responded. Talk to me about the progress made.
Please allow me to take you a step back. In this particular instance of Blueberg Street in Chief Mohale at Kagiso, it cannot be said that the infrastructure has collapsed. It was never suitable in the first place. From day one. That one, it never worked. It's not as a result of the pump stations that are not working. The breakdowns now in the pump stations in all the areas were a result of the municipality stopping and cutting the maintenance budget during the 5 years, saying there's no need to maintain these wastewater treatment plants. There's no need to buy spares. The result was that the total breakdown that we witnessed. If anyone that lives in Kagiso, anyone that lives in Krugersdorp, anyone that lives in Azad within Mansfield knows what I am talking about. They live in total sewage everywhere. When we started working on this, of course, the municipality did what most state-owned companies and institutions do First, they try to ignore you and think the problem will go away. That they did, but they invited a whole lot more trouble. Positively, I must say, and this for this we must give tribute to the city manager of Mohlane City, to Mr. Nsezana. We must give tribute to the current mayor of Mohlane City, Lucky Sele, in that when we embarrassed them enough, including by conducting the state president,
yes,
he used to go fishing in that river that is now changed into poison. When we embarrassed them enough, they actually stood up and they did what they should have done in the first place, bought spares and started repairing the pump stations. As we speak now, since we started publishing the stories in August, six pump stations are working as well as they should, and that's out of 22 pump stations in total. Only eight were working at the time when we started. Now six new pump stations have been repaired. That has cleaned up all of Mansfield, or most of Mansfield. It has cleaned up more all of Azadville. It has cleaned up the sewage in many streets in Kahiso. So there's been a lot of work going on, and as we're reporting the story on News 24, there's a lot of work being done to repair that PCSQ at wastewater treatment works, where they had just neglected and walked away. There was really nothing going on there. So they are now very well on course to have it working again. Whether or not they will keep all of this infrastructure working depends on what they do again, maintenance. They can fix it for now, but if they don't do maintenance, now, you know, anyone that drives a vehicle, which is an engine, has a maintenance plan for it.
Yeah.
The municipality terminated those, and that caused the disaster, which did not only just spoil the environment, but it caused thousands of people their jobs.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I mean, they're saying now about 150 million more would be required to continue this work. This is something that they are now doing, reacting to the stories that you've published. I don't know whether this was budgeted for. Have you got a sense of you know, what they're going to do to adjust this budget and whether they'll be able to keep it up?
There was always money for these things, but they had taken the money away from the budget,
yes,
from the maintenance budget,
yes,
and used it elsewhere.
That's
including building a huge office block for municipal employees in town, in Krugersdorp town. So there was always money, as I said earlier. They had just decided maintenance was not important. So they have now been forced to, one, redirect the spend back to maintenance for these mini stations. But also the provincial government, and together with the intervention of the Department of Water and Sanitation, has helped them with funds. 307 million rand that have been paid by the Department of Water and Sanitation over the last 5 years to help with infrastructure have been redirected by the municipality to use for other things. They are now being forced to go back to maintaining these pump stations, to spending the money on the machines that they should have maintained in the first place. Also, the provincial government in Gauteng has put in some money, because after President Ramaphosa after we contacted him and showed him his favorite fishing government to assist the municipality in solving the problem. So they have been cool heads in the sense that we helped break down the barriers between the government levels, between the various government departments and institutions and local, provincial and national governments. They are now all working together to solve the problem, and they are doing a good job of it so far, I must say.
I suppose this is exactly what SONA, part of what SONA's speech was addressing, this idea of forcing municipalities to ring-fence money that is meant to be doing what it's meant to be doing, rather than what you're telling me now. They decided to go use that money for an office block instead of the right thing. So, no, thank you very much for bringing the story to us. We'll keep an eye. Yeah.
That last part about ring-fencing the money, the Department of Water Affairs, of Water and Sanitation, did tell me earlier when we started with the story, they said we gave these people money, but they used it for other things. It was not ring-fenced. So now they are being forced to do the right things. And my wish and hope for the people of Mogale is that they will not only repair what's broken now, but will always maintain a budget for maintenance.
Yeah.
Because if you don't service a machine, or if you don't buy a broken spare, then that machine is dead, and you will be back at square one in a few months.
It's an important story. I really appreciate you doing all this work, and so that we can all, you know, do our bit in bringing it to the fore. Thank you. Thank you very much. Skonati Mantshantsha is the investigative journalist at News 24. We have given the city, Mogale City, the right of reply. They haven't said no. They will come on to the show. They'll come on Thursday, though, and so we'll give them some space. But really, fantastic work that's been done by investigative journalists there at News 24. And we'll keep our eyes on this particular story.
Call Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk on 086-000-959.
Kaya 959.
Thanks for staying with us. Quickly, before I go to the next story, I want to take Ndata Selby, who's calling us. Thank you, Ndata Selby, for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Ndata Selby?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Excellent.
Any problem is working on the money.
In fact, that is one of these people here in this report are yanabile, they're not going to fix munyako because ubodili, you know, ha le planka le bola because of sewage.
Kivali problem ke tsama ke gata mo tsile edge
aski isn't that yourself so kana wena go orange farm ne
ke go orange farm
okay now we'll put it on our agenda as well retla bua lo bona and we'll try and get more information because and some pictures from you that this will be rumelele picture.
Okay,
thank you, Dr. Selby. Dr. Selby in Orange Farm. Okay, we'll follow up on this one as well. I think it's high time we get to the bottom of this.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.